Good morning. Do you want to know the top tip that was given by somebody? I'll show you the book here. They never split the difference. Chris Voss, top FBI negotiator, and his top tip, the top tip that he talks about in his book about how to negotiate well with people, no matter who they are, whether it's a terrorist or whether it's your child. Don't confuse the two, okay? Or a business partner or a sales negotiator, whatever it is. The top tip is so simple. And yet we need to work at this skill. The top tip is that we need to ask more open-ended questions. Now, I've talked about this forever. Open-ended questions, open-ended questions, open-ended. What is an open-ended question? An open-ended question is simply a question that requires the person to think a little bit about the answer, because it's a thoughtful question, okay? I'm oversimplifying it a little bit, but a closed-ended question is a question that ends basically. You can answer with a one-word answer. What's your favorite color? Pink. How old are you? 43. Whatever it is, right? Didn't you hate when you were little and a relative would come and say, "Hey, you're getting so big," because everyone says the same thing, and then they would say, "What's your favorite class in school?" Even though you hated school. Isn't that an insane question to ask somebody? I don't have a favorite. I didn't have a favorite subject other than phys ed. I loved phys ed. Every other subject I hated, okay? So I didn't really have that. Now, those are closed-ended questions because they're not thoughtful. They're not engaging. What an open-ended question, a good open-ended question does is it engages with somebody and actually gives them control of the conversation a little bit. Instead of asking, "What is your favorite subject?" to a kid, or "How old are you?" when it's somebody's birthday, if you ask a little more in-depth question, if you go, "Hey, what were a few things that really stood out to you about this year?" That is a really open-ended question. It's not, "What are the good things?" or "What are the bad things?" or "What are the things you liked?" or "What are the things you didn't like?" What are some of the things that stood out to you for you about this year? And now somebody can go in their mind. And one of the beauties of this question, it's open-ended, so somebody can go where they need to. But the second part of this question that I love is that it allows somebody to answer on their own terms. It allows them to have control in the conversation a little bit. Instead of, "What's your favorite question?" right? Or, "What's your favorite color?" assuming you have a favorite color. Or, "When are you going to get married?" Or, "When are you going to have kids?" When somebody might not want to have kids or want to get married, they might not want one of two products that you have to offer. When you ask an open-ended question, it allows somebody else to explore their ideas, but it also gives you something so valuable. It gives you the opportunity to understand how somebody thinks and what is valuable to them. This is at the base. An open-ended question, a good open-ended question, is the base of all great communication. I'm going to repeat that. An open-ended question is the basis of all great communication. People often say, "Mark, you're great at interviewing people, or you're good at this, or you're good at that." And all it comes down to is one basic skill, that is open-ended questions. I'm willing to be curious about somebody and ask questions about what they're saying. Instead of dictating all of the conversation, I will open it up to somebody else. When I do that, another person feels valued. Have you ever been at a party or a gathering and you were talking with somebody and it was just a fantastic time where you could explore your own thoughts, and you came away from that going, "That person was so fantastic," and realize that person, I don't even know anything about them because they were asking me questions. I like them because I felt good. I felt safe. That's what open-ended questions do. If there is only one skill that I could teach somebody that would have the biggest impact on communication, it would be to get better at open-ended questions. Do some research, explore this a little bit, and I'm going to give you one last action step, because I love giving action steps at the end of every video. Here's the action step. Go with somebody who's close to you. It could be a business partner, it could be a spouse, it could be family member, friend, whatever it is, whoever it is. Go to somebody and say, "Hey, I've got an assignment from this crazy coach guy that is, I need to get better at my communication. Are you okay if I practice with you? Or I want to get better at my listening. Is it okay if I practice with you?" Most people are going to say yes. And then what I want you to do is play a little game with them where you can have a bet going, you can have a consequence, whatever it is, to keep it light. But basically you say, "Hey, every time you can answer a question with one word, yes, no, pink, yellow, green, 42, 96, then you get a point or whatever. And every time I'm able to ask if you get up to 10 points, then I've got to buy you dinner." Maybe something like that, okay? And what that will do is it will force you. You're going to make a lot of mistakes this way when you start off. But if you practice this, even just for a few weeks, you will get a lot better at it. When I started practicing this, I got a lot better. It took me like 5 or 6 focused days to start getting way better in my question asking. And as soon as that happened, people started opening up to me on a completely different level. So try this with people. They will appreciate because you're going to be listening to them and getting to know them better and asking better questions. Here's one last tip with this. If somebody answers a question that you've asked, what I'd recommend is instead of having a list of questions that you want to ask somebody, try to ask a question about what they just said. And here's one great open-ended question that you can ask. What about that did you fill in the blank? So if somebody says, hey, I just had a great day. Really? What about today did you really enjoy? I just had a rough day. What was something that was really hard about today? Okay, what was it that you didn't enjoy about today? What was it about fill in the blank? That is such a simple open-ended question that anybody can learn. Put it to use. You will start to see people interact with you on completely different levels. You've got this. Enjoy your day.